Increased AIDS funding from the U.S. is boosting AIDS ministry. Guatemala's Hague compliance efforts are affecting adoptions, and a Rambo community transformation project takes Honduras by storm. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Africa as U.S. President George W. Bush continues his tour there. His travels have taken him to areas hard hit by the HIV/AIDS pandemic. More than 22 million are infected today, more than 2 million of them kids. The president has spent $15 billion in the fight against AIDS. Well, that's aided Christian organizations fighting HIV/AIDS like Compassion International. Compassion's Amy Metzger.
The president's emergency fund for AIDS relief has been expanding over the last few years, so he's just looking to expand it further. And it's actually some of those children in our program are benefiting because therapy is being provided for free because of his initiative.
They're helping 15,000 kids with education, nutrition, treatment, and more. Since the president's funding goes directly to the hospitals, Metzger says it
doesn't affect our ability to share with people the gospel when they need support, when they need to hear the gospel. We can share that freely.
There's a great hunger. You can help even more kids. Go to our website. Next, Guatemala took aggressive steps aimed at protecting the children involved in the adoptive process. However, between the creation of new laws and agencies, that process got complicated. Bethany Christian Services' Melissa Gunning explains one reason why people got worried.
What some of the current concerns have been as this new central authority was established is whether or not families who were in process with their adoption cases but had not yet completed the process would need to start the process over again under the new system.
Well, that won't happen in most cases. Bethany shows the love of Christ through family services and through the families partnered with them.
Pray specifically for those families who are in process with their adoption cases right now, that those would continue as they are, and also for the children in Guatemala who are most affected by the current system now, those who have already been matched with families.
You're listening to Mission Network News. International Aid has introduced what's being affectionately called the Rambo Project in Honduras. Field Director Ronnie Meza describes it.
It was a very optimistic program. It was considered to assist 38 villages by providing filters, water systems, community medicines funds for 38 villages.
In other words, it's a fast-moving community transformation project. IA's goal was to launch it in a year's time.
We have a team that is committed not only to the work that we do in the field, but also they have the faith that everything that we are doing now is because we have God guidance in the field.
As for evangelism, Mesa says contact with the gospel comes through the mission teams that help and from the local church in the region. Mesa says they're just willing to serve.
We are just giving them solutions for some of the needs that they have. We'll spread out these benefits and the Lord's work to some other of the families and villages in the country.
Meanwhile, Global Aid Network responded when mudslides devastated El Salvador 2 years ago. Now they're sending their first volunteer mission team. El Salvador is the most densely populated country in Latin America, with nearly 2.4 million people living below the poverty line. The mission team will go to some of the poorest areas to deliver supplies to school children, medical supplies, and the gospel. Spaces are still available for the July through August trip. And one estimate suggests that in 2004, there were around 2 million Turkish immigrants in Germany. Today, Greater Europe Mission says that move hasn't been easy. The job market's limited. Housing is crowded. One GEM missionary is helping by assisting Turkish immigrants as they learn German. The government requires it. In return, her Turkish is improving, and she's able to share the Bible with the women she meets. She's also encouraging German believers to reach out to the immigrants. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Better Than Life book and CD, Stories of Today's Persecuted Believers, can be yours for a suggested donation to help us tell you about the plight of persecuted believers around the world. Get the Better Than Life book and CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.